Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. In Jesus' evaluation of the church at Thyatira, He started off by talking about the things that He was pleased with. Then He went on to tell the people there the things that He was not pleased with. Then He went on to say, this is how you can correct the things that are wrong. And now He says to them, if you correct those things that are wrong, you will be blessed. And this is a key word here. If, it's a big word, if you do what I tell you, then you will be blessed. If you continue to hold on to the truth after you have repented from your wrong things that you have done, then if you continue to hold on to the truth and be an overcomer, then you will be blessed. Let's read this in Revelation chapter 2 and verses 25 and 26. This is Revelation chapter 2 and verses 25 through 26. This is the challenge that Yeshua gives to the church at Thyatira. He says, but that which you have, hold fast to it until I come. Hold on tight to it until I come. He who overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I will make him a ruler over the nations. I will give him power over the nations. So again, I'm going to read this. It says, hold on tight to what you have until I come. He who overcomes and keeps my works to the end, not halfway, but to the end, to that person I will give him power over the nations to rule the nations. Now, I'm going to talk today about a false doctrine that many churches have. And this false doctrine is that once saved, you are always saved. That is another lie, another deception from Satan the devil. What it does is it says this, all you have to do is believe. All you have to do is believe. Just lift up your hands and say, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord. And that's all you have to do. That's it. Well, my friends, that is a lie. Because James says, the devils believe in Jesus. The devils even believe that Jesus is God, but they don't obey God. So the kind of faith that we need, the kind of belief that we need, is the kind of belief that leads us to obedience. I'm going to say that again. The type of belief that we need to have, or we can say the type of faith that we need to have, is the type of faith that leads us to obey God. As I mentioned in the last program, if Eve would have believed God, she would not have sinned. But Eve did not believe God. Eve believed Satan. So because she disbelieved God, she disobeyed God. If she would have believed God, she would have obeyed God. God's way of life is a way of faith. But that faith means it's a faith coupled with works. I am not preaching salvation by works. We can never of ourselves do enough works to earn our salvation. All we do by our works is earn death. We are all sinners. The wages of sin is death. So we all will earn death by our works. We do have to accept by faith that we have forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ's shed blood, his death. So because he died, we don't have to die. We accept that by faith. No amount of works can bring that to us. That gives us forgiveness of sins. We have to accept by faith that Jesus Christ lived a perfect, sinless life. He obeyed the law of God perfectly. And if we accept Jesus' life in us, then that means we have righteousness imputed to us. No question about that whatsoever. So that's what God has done for us through Jesus the Christ. He's forgiven us of our sins. It's what God is doing for us, is he is continuing to hold us in a righteous state because we accept by faith that Jesus is our righteousness. And what God will do for us is He will give us eternal life because He resurrected His Son, Jesus the Christ, from the dead, made Him the firstborn from the dead, the first of the firstfruits. And so if we accept by faith that God has resurrected Jesus to eternal life, and if we have Jesus in us, then we know that by faith God will give us eternal life. So we have salvation by faith. But, and this is a big but the type of faith that God expects us to have is the type of faith where we say, God, I believe that you have sent your Son to die for me, because I have sinned, meaning I have transgressed your law, I've broken your law, I've disobeyed you. So now I realize that I have earned the death penalty, but you have given your Son as a substitute for me so that I don't have to die. I believe that your Son Jesus Christ lived according to the law perfectly. So therefore, as He lives in me, He's going to do the same thing, uphold your law, live according to your law perfectly, as much as I yield to Him in faith to live through me. And I believe that you're going to give me eternal life. And I know that throughout eternity, you're not going to have sin in your house. That's why you're dealing with sin now, to put all sin out of this world. So obviously, if we know that our sin caused Yeshua's death, we know that we shouldn't sin anymore. Now we do sin, and we always go to God and ask for forgiveness, saying, I'm sorry that I sinned. Please strengthen me through the power of your Holy Spirit to love you with all of my heart, might, and soul, and to love my neighbors as myself, because then I will be fulfilling the law. So help me to fulfill your law, to fill it up to its fullest meaning, to worship you in spirit and in truth. And the spirit is loving God with all of our hearts, might, and soul, loving our neighbors as ourselves. The first four commandments teach us how to love our God, and the last six commandments teach us how to love our neighbors. And so we know that we have to have the type of faith that says, God, because you hate sin and you want to eradicate sin from the world, that I come into agreement with you, I yield myself to you, I give myself to you as a living sacrifice, as a burnt offering, totally consumed in your service. So no, I am not going to give myself over to sin. I'm going to give myself over to you so that you can live in me through the power of your Holy Spirit to do good works, to do righteousness and holiness. Now, if we have that type of faith, then we will say, God, I want to obey everything that you say, because I know that everything you say produces good things. Now, with that in mind, knowing that we have the type of faith where it is proven by our works, and read the book of James to see that. And that should be in the New Testament. Some people have actually written that that shouldn't be in the New Testament. That shouldn't be in the Bible, because it clearly says that faith without works is dead. I will show you my faith by my works. It's the type of works that say, God, I believe you, therefore I'm going to obey you. It's not about trying to earn our salvation through works. It's not about trying to earn our salvation through keeping the law. It's not about legalism, because we promote the keeping of the law. God promotes the keeping of the law. Jesus, the Christ, promotes the keeping of the law. All of the prophets promoted the keeping of the law. All of the apostles promoted the keeping of the law. Who are you to say that we should not keep the law? Who is anyone to say we should not keep the law? And so God is saying here, hold on fast to the truths that I have told you. He who overcomes, who continues to overcome our human nature that is a sin nature, he who takes on God's divine nature by continuing to walk in God's law through the power of the Holy Spirit, walking by faith, not by sight. And that faith means that we prove our faith by allowing Christ to live in us, to do the same good works that he did while he was on earth, and to do even greater works than him, as he said. If we continue to overcome and keep God's work to the end, then God will entrust us with the type of power over the nations, because he knows that we're going to teach the nations that we have to believe God. That's our faith. And the type of belief that we have is that we obey God. God is not going to have anyone who rules and reigns over other people in the kingdom of God if these people are teaching that it's okay to disobey the law of God. As we covered in the last program, the man of sin, who is the man of lawlessness, he's going to teach that at the end time. That's going to be the predominant thing that is taught, is that the law of God is done away with. That's a man of lawlessness, and he'll do great signs and wonders in the name of Jesus, but it will be to lead people astray. And I am warning you now that if anybody teaches you that the law of God is done away with, that person is a false prophet. They may be speaking in the name of God. They may be doing great things in the name of God. They may not be an evil person, but they are a deceived person. And if you are following them, you are deceived. If you worship God in spirit and in truth, and understand that the truth of God says that if you have faith, then your faith will be coupled with obedience, and that's obedience to God's law, then that's the type of person you need to be so that you can be entrusted with having power over the nations. So now, I've just about run out of time, and we truly haven't gotten to this doctrine about once saved, always saved, so we'll have to cover that in the next program. Just to suffice it to say that the doctrine of once saved, always saved is a doctrine of the devil, because it teaches that all you have to do is say, oh, I believe in Jesus. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, come into my heart. And then that's all you need to do for the rest of your life. You can go off, and people are teaching this. You can go off. You can have images of God. That's okay, but that's a lie, because that's breaking the first commandment and the second commandment, because God says, don't have any other gods before me, don't make any graven images. So that's breaking the first two commandments. You have people who are teaching you that the Sabbath has been done away with and replaced with Sunday, and yet you can't find that anywhere in the Bible. Jesus was not resurrected on Sunday. He was resurrected on Sabbath evening. You cannot find the institution of Sunday anywhere in the Bible. That's a false doctrine. That breaks the fourth commandment, which is about the Sabbath. Then you have people who will teach you that it's okay to have sex outside of marriage. It's okay to have sex with someone other than your wife. It's okay for two women to have sex with each other, or two men to have sex with each other. That is transgressing the seventh commandment. And some people, as you know, have taught that slavery was okay. They actually taught that it was a Christian thing to have slaves. And many wars have been fought in the name of Christianity, trying to force people by the sword to bow down and worship God. That is transgressing the sixth commandment. And so people will tell you all types of lies about transgressing God's law. But we know that you have to be an overcomer. And if you aren't an overcomer, then you won't be saved. So this false doctrine of once saved, always saved, we have to get it out of our heads. And I'll address that in our next program. Thanks for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.